Blog Talk Radio.
All righty. Hey, everybody. I hope you're having a great day today. You're listening to another episode of the Royal Crush Takeover Radio Show. I am your girl, Royal Crush Keisha. Of course, my co-host is a little late. But it's... Yeah. How you doing today, sir?
I'm doing good. What's up, everybody?
Oh, I'm done. Any announcements today?
What's going on, everybody? How y'all doing today?
I'm doing good. And yourself?
I'm doing good.
Well, that is good, sir. Yeah. How did your show go last week?
Be in the magazine. Shout out Problem P. He's going to be a feature in our magazine, RZA Gut magazine. So it's been good.
That is great.
I got another show I'll be at on Saturday. It's Who's Best in the City? Who's Hottest in Your City? Tour featuring Money Moves Entertainment. Also, Lady A will be in the building from Virginia Bees and some other special guests. As well as DJ Kingway on the ones and twos. We'll be at Baltimore at 2 o'clock club in Baltimore. Doors open at 9 o'clock. Show starts around 10 o'clock.
Sounds like it's gonna be a good show.
Yep. Sure is.
Well, I am definitely happy for you. You know, that you had a good show and you got a good one coming. Yep, that's definitely what's up. Well, I'm super excited for today. We definitely got our artist of the month, who we also will be interviewing today, 12 Music. I'm definitely looking forward to chatting it up with him and seeing what else he has going on out there in Vegas. So definitely excited about that. Yeah. I don't know who all saw the Video Music Awards, the MTV Awards. It was their 40th anniversary. So I watched a bit of that over the weekend. Definitely was excited for the winners. Yeah. I know Beyonce and Blue Ivy won, and Lil Nas X, and some other people that I did not know or hear of. So, yeah, but I'm definitely looking forward to that. Yeah. You got that first track ready yet?
Back on that ass with another one. Thought it was over, it's another one. Thought we were finished, it's another one. DJ Khaled on my line, it's another one. Back on that ass, it's another one. Thought it was over.
Going
thought it was over, it's another one. Thought we were finished, it's another one. DJ Khaled on my line, it's another one. Back on that ass, it's another one. Thought it was over, it's another one. Thought we were finished, it's another one.
Alrighty, and we are back. That was actually Tupac Tina with another one, featuring to her. She is two other people with her. Think of the name right off here. That is of the two people that is with her. But I definitely like that track. And we're going to get into another track right quick, and then we'll start to get some callers on. This next track is by our special guest that will be coming up. This is Back Then by Suave. Suave.
2020. Yeah, yeah. Ay. Told you back then I need you, I told you back then we lit. Now I just get the bag in the form, you let the drip. I ain't got no more time to be playing or playing games. I pull up in that bitch and I told you we got it. She just wanna come strip for a nigga because I'm poppin'. She just wanna say how much she love me, she got her problems. I don't even know why I be giving these niggas game. Niggas get mad at me, but I can never say the same. So I'm just out here getting the money, I'm on the cool. So I'm out here, I'm getting my money, I'm on the move. She just wanna fuck with me, she see the way that I move. She just wanna fuck with me, she loving the way I move. And I told her that I get it, I got it, I'm in the city and popping. She looking at me like baby, she call me poppy whenever I be like, okay little baby, but just get it together. Cause you know I'm about cheddar, you know I getting the money, riding around, ooh, told you I got it, just hold me down. I ain't got no more time to be playing games, I ain't got no more time to be playing. So I'm back in the city, newest coupes, and I'm sliding, I'm swerving. Niggas get mad when they see I be grinding, put work in. When it come to these Pro 2 tunes, I be going sharpshooter on the beat like foolish. You gon' play with a nigga or nah? I'm out here getting the money, I'm chilling on God. But if you play with me now, I gotta gun you down. I can't keep playing around, I swear to goodness, whenever you see when we around. Back inside of the city, I told you, baby, we lit. Diamonds, they bout to dance on my neck, is you ready for it? I just told you back then that I gotta go and grind. I just told you back then that I'm about to get mine. Pull up back in the city, you see that the way we lit. I ain't got no more time to keep playing this shitty strip. Told you way back when, I'm about to go get it. You ain't listen back then, you ain't listen back then. And I'm back in my bag, and I'm back in my bag, yeah, yeah. Bag in my bag, and I'm back in my bag. Mm-hmm. 5-20-20, little bitch. I done think I told you once or twice, you gotta love it. And I'm still winning, yeah. And I'm still winning, yeah. And I'm still winning, yeah.
Oh, yeah, we back, y'all.
All right. That joint, that was Benson Boswell. You know, he'll be joining us a little later to talk about his project and everything else he has going on in Vegas. So let's get to the first caller.
Hey, hey, what's happening, man? It's Tony Storm, man. I'm from Toledo, Ohio.
How you been?
Shit, I've been good, man. Just working on this music, working with these beats and shit, man. I just posted something on BeatStars today called Today's Price under the name of Firearms, because I don't really want to be selling beats or leasing beats under my same name that I write under. So I write under Tony Storm, but I produce under Firearms. You know what I'm saying? So check out Firearms on BeatStars. It's fire. Some new shit. I swear, y'all gotta like it. I'm really on a whole other level with this shit. What's going on with y'all, though?
All right, so how you been? I'm killing them.
Huh?
So I'm killing. Enjoying the weather.
Yeah, that's what's up. Yeah, that's what's up, man.
Yeah.
Well, enjoy the weather, man. Enjoy the weather, man. I'm out here doing the same thing, man. But, yeah, if y'all get a minute, man, check out, go to BeatStars and search Firearms. And the beat is actually called Today's Price. Because yesterday's price is not today's price.
Oh, man. What happened with that battle? I don't know.
Huh?
What happened with that battle? I don't know. Some people said yesterday's price because it might be today's price lower. Prices went
down.
Yeah.
You know, the things happen, you know what I'm saying? So I can't speak for everybody, man, but I know what I'm doing so they don't have to wonder. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I'm going to keep on hitting them in the head with some shit like a motherfucking psychiatrist, you did. But,
okay,
yeah, check that out, man. Go to BeatStars, man. Check out Firearms on BeatStars. Or you can go to my YouTube, or not my YouTube, but my Instagram. My Facebook. If you go to Guda James, J-U-D-A-H, James, on Facebook, it's one of my most recent posts. And it'll take you right to the B-Stars.
Okay.
Okay, that's what's up.
Yeah. All right, well, thank you, guys. I'm out here trying to figure out how to make sense, man. So thanks for y'all's time. Y'all have a good one. Right? Be safe.
All right, you have a good day as well. Thank you.
Peace.
Peace. You be safe out there. Alrighty, let's get to the next one.
Hi, I'm calling in for Mir Rich. He didn't call in today because he's at school. But I just wanted to call in and let you guys know that he's dropping a new song. It's coming out tomorrow. So we're really excited about that. Just something a little different. And he is just working and ready to get back to performing. You know, we got a lot of stuff going on. And so music is definitely something that just kind of gives him a new perspective of things that are going on around him. You know what I mean? So if you guys want to follow him, he is on everywhere. He's on Instagram. He's on Facebook. He's on Twitter. He's on TikTok. You name it, he's there, and his music is on all platforms, and that's pretty much it.
Okay, that's what's up.
Huh?
I said we appreciate you calling in.
Thank you so much. You guys have a good one, and we really do appreciate you guys.
Yeah, well, you have a great day as well, and you be safe out there.
Thank you.
And make sure when you guys get a chance to send us his new track, we might get on play it for him as well.
Okay, I'll send you his new one that's going to drop tomorrow.
Cool.
Okay.
I will send you our email address on his Instagram.
Okay, sounds good. I think I may already have it, but just in case, yeah, send it.
Okay, I sure will.
Thank you. Okay, thank you guys so much for all the love.
Yes. Yeah, no, you are so welcome, and y'all, you be safe out there, and thank you for supporting.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right, let's get to the next one.
Oh, it's your home slice and jewels. Calling from Massachusetts.
Sis, how you been?
I'm good, Queen. How are you?
I'm doing good. I cannot complain.
That's awesome. Ooh, Jay's calling me right now. Go figure. Just wanted to call in and say hi to you guys. Sorry, Jay, I can't take your call right now. I'm live, but I'll call you back, honey. just wanted to call and show my support like I do every Thursday. And, yeah, I love, you know, calling in every Thursday. It's such an exciting thing for me to do, and I so appreciate you guys having us on your show and for all your support, and I appreciate you letting me just call in and say hi and shout my peoples out, and, you know how I do.
Oh, yes, sis, we definitely know how you do, and we appreciate all of it, and we appreciate Jay as well. You know, he got to wait just for the moment, but it's
I know,
always
right?
It's just one moment. Yeah.
All right, well, okay, I got to call him back because he's probably needing me right now. We're in the middle of a move. We're moving right now. So, but I don't want to take up too much of your time, and I got lots going on. But, yes, thank you so much, Black Tear, for having me on here. And I love you guys here on Royal Crush Takeover on Blackout Radio. And all I can say is salute, family. Stay safe and enjoy your day.
You think that's what's up.
Yeah, well, you do the same, sis. We definitely appreciate you as well.
Thank you to all the callers, Ageless Angels. Check it out, Deja Vu for You, featuring Rob the Noise Temple, Sugar Hill Gang's DJ. He was part of our band. If you're listening, he died last year. We released the track that he wrote, the music for. It's called Deja Vu for You on all platforms. So check it out. But you guys take care. I'll let you go. I'll talk to you later. Peace, fam.
Alrighty.
Sorry I'm in such a rush.
That's all right, sis. Well, you have a good day, right, and be safe out there.
Thank you, Queen. Bye, Kings. Peace.
Bye. Peace.
All righty. Let's get to the next one, and then we'll get another track on.
Hello, state your name, where you're from.
517-215. Real Crush Takeover, Hip Hop Media Makeover, the real is back, the fake is over. What up, though?
Hold on, say your name, where you from?
This hardhead Gino from Detroit, Michigan.
What's going on, Hoghead? How you doing?
What's the word? What's going on?
Yeah, I'm chilling, my friend.
Nothing much. Can't complain. How have you been?
Well, what the hell y'all feeling out there in Philly? I'm in Baltimore.
Well, no, yes.
We're in Baltimore today.
Yep. Well, we are doing good.
That's good, yeah, good to hear.
We definitely can't complain. How are things with you?
What's been going on with you?
Paul here, you still there?
I don't think he's there. I think he's still up. But it was good for him, if you can hear it. I haven't heard from him in a while.
Yes, it definitely was good to hear from him. All right, well, maybe he'll get the call back in. Let's get to the next one.
215-267.
Hello, what's your name? Where you from?
Okay. All right, well, let's get to, we're going to go to this next track because it is our special guest will be
517-215. Yo, yo.
What's up? Take your name, where you from?
Okay, Gino, I guess we had lost connection or something.
Yeah, we definitely did.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, I was saying that my album Preacher Perfect dropping a deluxe edition on the 24th for this month. So be looking out for that.
Okay, that's what's up.
Yes, indeed. And we're excited to say. Indeed, hardheadgnote.com.
Oh, yes. I'm definitely, I haven't been on there in a while. I got to go check it out.
Yeah. Got new songs and things added on there. Merch. Got to have that merch. Especially during this time.
Oh, yeah. Definitely has to. Yeah, it definitely does make a difference.
Indeed. Hey, try to do it like these big stars. We just doing it independent.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely. You definitely ain't nothing wrong with that. Definitely had to.
Indeed.
But we definitely appreciate you for calling. And you got to send us a new track so we can play it. You know, for next week.
Yep, definitely will. And check that website, hardheadgnote.com. Sign up to the mail list to get a free gift for signing up.
Okay, we appreciate it.
Yeah, all right, thanks for having
me. No problem, anytime.
Yep.
All right, well, we're going to get this next track on by our special guest for today. Because his interview will be coming up soon. This Let's Play Born by Swalv.
Damn. What's your name? Booth thing. Mine's I'm O.D. But I'ma call you my booth thing. Cotton candy come in handy with lemon drops. She got the heart built shaped like lollipop. She got the good loving, that's thuggin', that makes a woman heart triple start on a dime. Love o'clock, you got me a lock, boo. Nah, I'm not tryna jock you, I just wanna give you a nickname, cause you are my boo thing. Would you like to hang and let me explain how I came up with the nickname boo thing? Don't wanna sing. Be with your lay, with your play, would that be okay? Would you, if we do some things, and maybe hang out and play my favorite game, cause you are my boo thing.
Baby, you my queen, let's get get married. Bless me with your heart, but you so beautiful. You's a good girl, but I set you up. You is my dream, let's have a baby. All my love, you could be my boo thing. Looking in your eyes, dreaming of a fantasy. Pussy so wet, you could call me daddy. Get you all wet, kissing on your neck. Put that song on, Jersey is my hometown. Sitting on the beach, watching sunset. Kissing your lips, looking in your eyes. Beautiful girl, looking at a fantasy. Still is my heart, you could call me Cupid. Laying in the bed, living my dream. Like my love is so real, you could be my girl. Let's make a wish, you could call me Ray J. J Money.
You know what you do to me, about to knock me off my feet. Do you know what you do to me, about to knock me off my feet?
Yeah, yeah, you can be my boo thing. We can even do things, remove things, or be on some adult shit. It can't even start from the kitchen counter or the shower that leads to the bedroom. This that type of shit I think about when I just wanna stop talking and really fucking show you what type of moves I really got in the bedroom. Listen, ma, I can't miss. I will have you going crazy, speaking in all types of languages. I just wanna let you know I'm not playing around. When I blow your back out, I mean I really have you sleep in an hour or so, not even guessing. I'm just speaking facts until it turns into reality. If it does or doesn't happen, I always have that version in my mind. I think dudes all over can relate with what I'm saying.
Alrighty, and we are back. That was not Foreign. That was Boo Thing by Mo D featuring J Money and Who Jahide. That is his name. Yeah, so, but we definitely get Foreign on for the next one. Well, I see our special guest is in the queue. So let's get him on all the way from Vegas. This is, well,
Hey,
Suave. Hey, yes, Suave. How are you doing today?
Man, I'm doing pretty good. Just been making promo content for this new project that I can't wait to let you guys hear. So, yeah, just been starting off the day. It's been pretty sunny. Just working, spending time with family, playing with some instrumentals, finishing up a final track that I'm going to put on the project. All looking good. So, yeah.
Okay, that's what's up. Yeah. So when exactly are you dropping the new project?
So right now I have my final engineering that should be done by tomorrow. And from there, after that, once I submit everything off and get everything registered with BMI, ASCAP, and everything, from there, I'll just be making sure that everything gets registered there, and they'll give me the date. And then from there, I'll just know the release. So I don't have a firm date just yet. I'm trying to get everything out by, like, I'd say October 15th, I'll say, is the one I'm trying to have everything out by. But for now, that's a tentative date. That's not something that's set in stone, because I got to make sure once I get everything back from engineering team, everything is hitting, everything's ready to go. But everything should be done by tomorrow. So we're looking really good. It's looking really good.
Okay, that's what's up. Yeah. Well, I definitely, you know, appreciate you, like, calling in 2 weeks ago when we had you on the show. And, you know, for today, I just, you know, just want to get to know a lot more about you. You know, so, like, okay. Who was the artist that kind of inspired you to also want to be an artist?
Man, so it's a couple. And I would have to say Jay-Z, Lil Wayne, Drake, Wale. Those are a few people that have inspired me greatly. Of course, Wale being because he's a DMV native, and I feel like for the type of content, the type of music that he puts out, you know, I feel like it draws talent to the area that I grew up in. I do feel like the DMV tends to get overlooked a lot in the entertainment industry, and people don't realize just how much the DMV contributes to the music industry, especially when it comes to music. You know, I feel like a lot of our talented artists tend to get overlooked, and so I definitely always have held Wale in high regards because of that. And because, I mean, his talent is amazing. So definitely someone I would love to work with in the future, too. Drake, I would definitely put up there because this is a guy who was dropping music when I was going through some tough shit in my life. And it was like, as an artist, he's dropping music and I could relate to it in a way where it's like, it's what I needed to hear at that moment, you know? And I'm not sure if you guys have ever had that kind of artist where you listen to their music and it's like, or you listen to like an album or something drop and it's like, you almost feel like they speaking to you through the music. But I mean, consistently throughout Drake's career, like different songs that he's dropped has like either motivated me or helped me look at things with a different perspective or just helped me vibe and just relax and chill the hell out because I tend to work a lot. So definitely got to give my hats off to Drake. Lil Wayne, I mean, this is another one rapper that, I mean, that everything he has done throughout his career, I'm talking about back from, you know, the first drop mixtapes, The Block Is Hot, you know, the shit he was doing with Hot Boys and the BET freestyles that he was doing. I mean, this man, for a good portion of my career, well, not my career, I would say, but when I was young and I first started to, you know, rap and really get into it, I felt like if I couldn't freestyle on a level that's similar to Wayne, or if I couldn't like put some bars together, then I can't really call myself a rapper. And Wayne, because I mean, he just comes out the blue with all types of shit. Like though, like that stream of consciousness flow that he has, that is something that has shaped my music greatly. And then Jay-Z, of course, because we're talking about a musician and a businessman. And if you check out some information about me, like in my bio links and on my Instagram or my TikTok, you'll definitely see where like I have the desire to create music, but I also have the desire to bring about technology and innovation into the music industry too. And it's stuff that I'm actively working on that I don't want to put too much out there, but just for the sake of like keeping everything kind of like stealth mode until everything goes up. But if you want to know more about that, feel free to just go to my socials and click the link in the bio. You'll be able to see the press information on my name about that. But Jay-Z, definitely money maker, knows how to make music and knows the business. So those are my four on Mount Rushmore for me and my generation.
Okay. I do like all of those. You know, I definitely do.
Yeah, they know how to cut hits, man. So, I mean, there's some ladies I rock with too, but, you know, when it comes down to when I want to make those spins and I want to just sit back and I want to hit bars, you know, I'll turn on, like, you know, American Gangster, you know, or like the Black Album or you know what I'm saying? What was it? Not the album About Nothing, the mixtape About Nothing, I believe, that Wale dropped with the Jerry Seinfeld themes, you know? When I want to hear solid content, it's like those four artists are like where I go to. Or I'll listen to No Ceilings by Lil Wayne, you know, where I want to feel like, damn, I need to think out the box and get more creative with bars and flows. So, I mean, this is, yeah, man, like, I'm glad you asked that.
Oh, yes. And, you know, I do feel like sometimes, you know, like our region may get overlooked. And, you know, a lot of it, I think, is, you know, just because no one's no one's really expecting, you know, for someone in our region to kind of go, you know, like mainstream. That's definitely how I feel that they're not looking at it that way. You know, but all we can do is just keep, you know, putting out the good music and hopefully, you know, like we'll get that opportunity.
Yeah, most
and
definitely.
You really
most definitely.
Yeah. I'm sorry, who did she say?
Yeah, the industry just signed somebody from Baltimore. Rodney Rich, you got signed to Death Band. So it's starting to open up
again. I know Shorty's making a lot of noise out here on the West Coast, and he definitely from Baltimore.
Yeah. Yeah, Rodney Rich?
I didn't hear him, but I do know about Shorty, though.
Okay.
Yeah, it is. I just feel like as long as we're doing our part, just putting the good music out, you know, like someone is just really bound to hear it. Because honestly, I feel like we get better music, like, on this radio, you know, sent to us than some of what you hear, you know, like, on the radio. I don't know, you know, like, what it'll take for us to, like, really, like, break through, but... You know, I mean, that's basically, like, all we can really do is do our part.
Yeah.
You know, and
no,
basically just kind of see, you know, how it works out.
Yeah, no, you talking facts. I mean, I know for me, something that I didn't do on my first project where the songs are that you guys have is I kind of had ring rust. I wanted to blow off. I hadn't, you know, stepped in the studio in a minute. I had been focusing on, like, my job career, realized it wasn't what I wanted to do, decided to jump back into music, you know. But I'll tell you right now, the marketing is something that a lot of artists, like, they don't really, like, realize, it, you know, it's necessary. But now, more than ever, it's easier. So I've been, like, today I've been focusing on making nothing but, like, straight social media content, you know what I'm saying, to that I'm going to run campaigns on so that way I could get people to be aware of my music. But I also offer other services too, such as like engineering, you know, creating like, you know, like visuals using like, you know, photo and video databases that I have and whatnot. So, I mean, and a lot of that I could do or that I could offer to like other artists, people don't know it yet because I haven't marketed it. And that's something that I'm actively looking to double down on because, like, my first project was cool, but this second project that I'm gonna send you guys some tracks to for next week is going to be insane. So marketing is pretty much the name of the game for at least for me at this point.
Okay, well, that's what's up. Well, I'm definitely looking forward to it. You know, I think one thing we do like here is definitely, like, artist development. You know, a lot of people don't understand how you got to have your EPK in line and, you know, just with branding and all of that good stuff. I don't think people, you know, like, really understand you know, like what goes into it, the marketing of it. You know, you have a lot of artists that do understand that now. But you know, but as far as like your creative process, what comes first? Do you have the beat first, or you know, like do you have do like the lyrics come first?
Okay, so the way the sauce comes together for me, I gotta find my producers that can produce beats. And also producers that I feel like I could learn from, so that way I could start getting into production in the future too. So the first thing, first and foremost, is I'm looking for beats. If I find a good beat from a producer, and I like that one beat, what I'll do is from there I'll actually check out like multiple beats that they have because, you know. For me as an artist, I'm looking for consistency. So I want to know if I could go to this person for a hit this time, I could go back to them again, and they're going to have something on the ready. So I always look for a beat first. And then I look for a consistency in the producer. Then from there, that's when the fun starts. I sometimes I write songs,
And then as I'm rapping the songs, or like, or as I'm trying to like rap sing or put like a harmonization melody or whatever into the track, I may like how I'm starting off. And then in the middle of the song, I'll be like, you know what, I'm going to freestyle this part up to this time stamp. Then I'm going to throw the chorus or the hook or something in. Or if I write it all the way through and I feel like I like the way it flowed and I didn't have an idea change while I'm listening through the studio monitors, then I'll stick with that. So for me, the actual creation of the lyrics part, that's what comes next. But for me, it's very free-flowing. Like, I'm all about how the song feels. I try to give bars, you know, a good vibe. I try to make music that makes people feel good. And then when I get into music that's more technical, you know, where I'm talking more about my life, I'm talking more about, you know, some real shit, you know what I'm saying? Then I tend to get more technical, and the bar for like double entendres or like, you know, wordplay or like syllable connections and stuff, that's when I'll step it up a bit. But usually, especially for in the beginning of my career right now, I'm for more or less focused on giving a blend of bars, melodies, harmonies, and I'm big on replay value. So once I feel like I have a track that meets that kind of criteria, especially for where I'm at in my career right now, I'll do some mixing and whatnot myself. And then I got a team of engineers and whatnot. They are amazing. And we come together. We start saucing up everything. And sometimes, you know, I might have to send it to the engineer 2-3 times to get that perfect sound that I'm looking for. But once I feel like it's ready, everything's hitting, no distortion, no clipping, no, you know, everything sounds industry ready, that's when I let it out. That's when from there, you know, I register TuneCore, you know, and I start, you know, doing marketing. I start letting people know, hey, I got some shit y'all want to hear. So that's my process.
Yeah, okay, cool. Yeah, I'm definitely with that. Well, since we're talking about the process, let's get to the track we didn't get to play. Let's go to Foreign, and then we'll come back with the rest of the In the Room.
Okay.
Suave, 2020.
Hey. Time for myself.
Hop in the Foreign, you know I'm ready for you. I pull up back in the city, I gotta go get it, you know the boy lit it like. Hop in the Foreign, you know I'm ready for you. Cause all of this money I'm getting, you know that the life that I'm living is different life. Hop in the Foreign, baby, you wanna see what it do. But you getting mad cause you know that the young nigga getting the money, you didn't believe me. I tried to tell you back then to come forward, the kid, but you wouldn't listen. Now I pull up in the city and see how a young nigga balling it, I forget the mention. Hey, that I be getting them racks. Now they all up on my net, looking like I about to have a heart attack. Cause you know the boy cold now, I got no time to be playing around. I got no time to be slowing down, niggas mad when they see how I go now. When it go down, I don't switch up, baby. Gotta understand the boy, I just been wavy. Get money, hot gravy, keep the swag too smooth on the butt, niggas. Niggas mad when they see how a young nigga get to the chicken. I try to tell them back then, if you fucking with me, then you gotta make sure that you peeping the vision. But you gotta see. I guess it's one and the same. The bitches don't believe in you. The niggas, they hatin' too. I know exactly the way that we gotta get it when I'm making a move. But I'm out here on the dole again, money, so you gotta peep how I move, baby. Hop in the Foreign, baby. You know you wanna be there with me. You know you wanna be fucking with real niggas who be getting the fucking cheese. All of this money we getting, I told you back then that I gotta go get it. Pull up a bag in the Foreign, you see how I young nigga whip it, I gotta go get it. Like, hop in the Foreign, you know the way that I move. Cause all of this money I'm getting, you see how I gotta get normal, flip it like. Hop in the Foreign, you love the way that I move. And I got no time for these bitches, money I'm getting, I'm counting chicken like. Hop in the Foreign, you wanna see what it do. But I got no time for these bitches and all of this money I'm counting chicken. I pull up and bag in the city, it's wavy, I told you I got it now. Every time when I told them a nigga to pause, you know I'ma win and I shut it down. Hey, hey, hey. Cause I'm out here getting a bag, I'm out here bagging my burden. So you know you gotta relax, ayy. I see a op and I hit a nigga. Niggas talking that shit like they drilling with it, man, for real though. I was out there in the field though. Now I'm getting more bread, white girl, ass fat, looking like Bridget Boy though. Ayy, I get the money and flip it. I told him at the end that we gotta go get it. Like, hop in the Foreign, baby. You love the way that I move. Ayy, I think I told him that.
I definitely like that joint. Okay. What I like is that the ones you sent us, you know, like you sort of sound different on some of them, and I kind of like, you know, like the vibe you have on a lot of them. You know, like you definitely try to, you know, like carve your own lane, and I think a lot of people need to, you know, try more to be themselves. And that's definitely what I like about you.
Thank you. That's what the first project was all about. It was just about clearing my mind, you know, making some music and really like trying to focus on making like hits, you know, or like songs that I feel like people could gravitate to when they hear it, you know what I mean? So I didn't want to get too personal. I didn't want to get too technical or show too much of what I could do as an artist. That's what this next project is going to show. But I wanted to just kind of give people, it was kind of like my hello world, you know, like I make music. So I'm definitely glad you was able to feel the vibes to it. I definitely took, you know, the UK drill sound, did something different with it. Definitely could go back more towards the traditional end if I want to, but you know, I just feel like it, especially for that track Horn, I really like it because, you know, everybody's hopping on drill beats and everybody's talking about, you know, a whole bunch of other shit. And don't get me wrong, talk about what you talk about, do what you do. But when I heard that beat and I reached out to the producer about it, you know, I copped the exclusive off of him. And the one thing I had to tip my hat off to him about was, you know, the creativity and how the beat was made, because it's not your average, you know, drill beat at all. So that one was kind of like looking for like more artistry, like, you know, like I had to take my time a little more with that one just to come up with like that commercial sound that I felt like that beat needed. So I'm glad you liked it.
Yeah, I definitely did. And I thank you for that. Yeah. So, I mean, when you were first, you know, like getting into music, did you find it very challenging in the beginning?
So, when I first got into music, it was very challenging for me. As a young boy, I've been humming melodies and like writing little songs since I was like 7, 8 years old on some like Bow Wow shit. But, but I didn't have the confidence, one, to like really put my voice out there. And then it didn't help, too, that, you know, I'm from the DMV. So, you know, if you ain't fitting in with everybody and you stand out kind of like a guy like myself, you know, I'm not like a loser or nothing, I would say, but I'm not your everyday person, you know. I had to get my stripes. I had to get roasted a few times, you know what I'm saying? And so I had to go through my shit, you feel me? And so I didn't feel like, you know, that I was ever bad as an artist. But, you know, as a young boy, I ain't have my father in my life. My mom wasn't there for me. Bouncing back and forth through foster care, dealing with drama from family, you know, all of that stuff piling up. And it's like music's my outlet. And then the few people that, you know, hear me coming up with stuff at school, they talking shit. You know, I was just like, damn, like, so for the longest, I had, like, this shell on me where it was, like, my private thing that I would do, you know. I mean, it was bad. I used to hum little melodies and shit. The little girls and shit was like, nah, that shit annoying. You're not it. You trying to sound like Bow Wow. You trying to sound like, you know, Sammy. All these young dudes that's coming up off of music. Oh, you think you're going to be someone like Mario? Da-da-da-da-da, you know. So people was on my head. And so it wasn't until, like, in my middle school years, I started getting a little more open with things. And that's when I realized that I could freestyle. Like, I realized, I was like, shit, like, I think I might actually be good. And every rapper, I feel like, who's got some type of substance or quality, I feel like they'll, like, come up with a bar, and they might fuck around and hear the bar in a bigger rapper's song. Not saying that the rapper may have stole from him, but it's like, you know how the creative flows get, you know what I'm saying? That you might hear like something you came up with, and you might hear something mad similar come from another artist. And so that shit started happening to me. So in middle school, I'm like, all right, you know what I'm saying? I think I think, you know what I'm saying, like, I actually can rap. So I started getting a little more open with it, but I was always doing it to myself. You know, like, I was always talking to myself on some shit. So, truthfully speaking, another unspoken inspiration of mine was Bow Wow, because he was young as hell. He was rapping. I mean, you talking about somebody that's like 13 years old, you know what I'm saying? And Cougars was pressed for him, you know what I'm saying? It was crazy.
Yeah.
And
I definitely remember some of his early performances, and it was like, grown ladies. Like, really feeling little young kids. Yes.
Yes. So
yeah,
I was
they definitely were.
Yay. So once I got to that point in middle school, I remember this day like yesterday. I was like freestyling on the bleachers, and my African homie, he was like the closest friend I had, like the only friend I had in middle school. I ain't gonna lie, I was a square in middle school. Like, people was not fucking with me. I was dealing with a whole bunch of other shit. But he heard that shit. He was like, bro, you can actually rap. And that was the first time in my life I ever heard that shit. And so I was like, for real? He was like, bro, keep spitting something. He was like, hey, bro, like, listen. And so he was like, everybody listen to my homie rap. So I started spitting a couple bars, you know what I'm saying? And people was like, nah, nigga, you ain't come up with that shit. Who you steal that from? And I'm like, dog, this is me. So then I had to go through that phase, you know what I'm saying? That every time you say something, nah, nigga, that's not you. You know what I'm saying? So It wasn't until high school, my freshman year, sophomore year in high school, where, like, I really started showing my ass and started showing that, hey, I could rap. And then I started rapping with, like, my peoples. We moved from PG County out in, like, Cherry Hill, Landover area. We moved out to Montgomery County. So I started my high school years, my freshman year, going to Paint Branch out in Bridge Cheney. And that's when I started showing my ass. Then at Springbrook out in Montgomery County, I started really, like, showing, like, hey, like, respect me. Like, I could really rap. So it started becoming known across, like, the little MoCo area, some parts of PG, that, okay, this little nigga, he could rap. You know what I'm saying? And it got to a point where it's like, you know, I started doing local shows and shit. And it lined up good, but it was easy once I realized that I was good and that my music would be accepted. You know what I'm saying? And I had to find that confidence in myself. But it wasn't always like that for me. Like, I had to really build that shit.
Okay, that's what's up. Well, yeah, It you definitely gotta have, you know, like, the confidence and, you know, like, within yourself to want and do and definitely do it. I like that. You gotta definitely have the confidence. Yeah.
Most definitely. Most definitely.
Yeah.
Like.
So, go ahead.
I was going to just throw this out there. A reason why the confidence is important is. My first, like, show that I did for an older crowd that was not, like, little kids, that was, like, my age and stuff, it was, like, this little bar on Georgia Avenue. It's, like, right outside of downtown Silver Spring, almost like if you're going down towards, like, Rittenhouse and all that. I mean, no, was it Georgia Avenue? I think it was Georgia Avenue, yeah. And I got laughed out at this bar. Old heads in there, you know what I'm saying? Like, local labels, all that shit. And the reason why I got laughed out was because before the show, I was spitting. I was going at it. Like, people was, you know, like, before the show start, everybody, like, talking this shit, rapping, spitting their bars. And I was the young dude that was showing that he had some skill. But then when it was time to perform, it was my first time looking at people that was, like, older than me, that was really going to be listening to my music. It was my first time being, I guess you could say, on in a way. You know what I'm saying? And so I completely fumbled the bag. I fumbled it all. You know what I'm saying? Got laughed out. But it was from that point on that I realized that, you know, you got to do more than just make the music. You got to really be able to get people to – you got to really be able to draw people into what you do. So from that point on, that's when I started taking my music, whenever I did decide to make music, take it more serious than ever.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was definitely, you know, nothing wrong with that. And I mean, look, you live and you learn. You know, that's a part of, you know, just growing. So in the moment, you know, it definitely wasn't, you know, wasn't funny with them laughing at, you know, because it's you. But
yeah.
I bet, you know, you grew from that experience.
Most definitely, most definitely, yeah.
You know, well, before we let you go, I know it definitely, time flies when you are having fun. Before we let you go, you have any shout-outs, you know, you want to throw out there, and also throw your links out there so people know where to find your music.
Okay. First off, my shout-outs, I do, even though me and my guy Locker, you know, he came at me a little funny in my inbox. He produced that track Foreign, and he's a very talented producer. You know, if you guys is looking for beats and whatnot, he's good for it. He produces music. I believe he's out in Sweden. Just look him up on YouTube, LOCHER, Locker, pretty dope producer. Another one of my producers that I really work with and hold in high esteem is my guy Midas, who produced the track Back Then. He's got some fire beats. Like, that track Back Then is dope, but I got some beats off of him that is going to really shake the room. So I think if you're looking for some beats, holla at him. My engineering team, M Banks, out in Nigeria, Africa, definitely helped out the sauce. My guy KO out in Nashville, Tennessee, and my guy Matthew, who's also out in the Seattle area. He'll be relocating to L.A. under Noman Productions, his engineering firm. So I just want to shout them out. For my links, I am easily findable. If you Google Suave Music 2020, all of my shit will pop up. I'm one of those artists that's very tech savvy, as I used to work in the tech industry. So, like, you Google Suave Music 2020, everything's going to pop up. I'm on TikTok, I'm on Instagram, I'm on Facebook, Twitter, all that. I'm most active on Instagram and TikTok. My links are in my bio. From there, you can find my music. You can find my website where I offer, like, engineering services and, like, you know, services for, like, creating, like, short visuals and whatnot. So I got the whole thing. Yeah. Just look me up.
All righty. Well, we definitely appreciate you all for coming on and doing this with us today.
You know, he's our artist
of the month, so you'll be hearing a lot more music of his all month long. We want to definitely shout out to all of our callers and listeners that tuned into the show today. If you want to know how you can get your music heard on the show, you can hit me up at Royal Crush Keisha on Facebook or ENT Crush on Twitter or Royal Crush Takeover Radio on IG or Royal Crush. But you guys have a great week, and yes, I'm sorry, my co-host, Mr. Ron, told that on IG as well. You guys have a great week. Be safe out there, and please, please,